For IT Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Room for Emotions, Embodying Architecture in Film. In this extract, filmmaker Joanna Hogg discusses the concept of architecture in film by referring directly to her 2013 film Exhibition, in which the setting of the house played a specific and defining role.
I realised I was thinking a little bit before this talk, sort of preparing a bit in my mind, and I just realised that the sort of whole sort of concept of architecture in cinema for me personally is such a, it's like a sort of deep dark well. It's so complex, there's so much, it's so much a kind of part of my psyche in a way, and all my films kind of start with a place and usually a house, so it's, yes, it's true, it's sort of everything. I mean, to just sort of contextualize a little bit, I mean, the house, I got to know the house through James Melvin, the architect, the original architect of the house who built it, as Toby said, in 1969. And he and his wife, Elsa, became friends, and I became, with my husband, friends with the house over the years. And then Matthias and Luisa came into the picture later on, in a way. And after James and Elsa had, because they built the house for themselves after their children had grown up. So it was the house was sort of representing a kind of new lease of life for them in a way, that they were going to sort of be living there into their old age. But yes, just to go back to sort of the sort of ideas for the film. So I'm going to sort of cut it short in a way because it's too long a story. But anyway, the house became the focus of the film for me, and I realised that if I wasn't able to use that particular house to make this film, then I wasn't interested in making the film at all. That it wasn't about finding another location. It was just that it was sort of the essence of it, and so I sort of built everything, all my hopes, all my ideas and dreams for the film around this particular place. And really in a way to sort of depict how we become attached to the dwellings we live in, how we sort of are part of them in the sort of past, future and present. And I wanted to sort of see the house as a container in a way for this couple. For those of you who haven't seen the film, it's a married couple, both artists who live in this house. And the story is really about how two artists can kind of exist within the sort of same working space and living space, really. So that yes, it had to be sort of the container for all these ideas, and then yes, it was about how this couple live in this space, and how the architecture dictates for them how they live in this place, how the house is in a way a kind of sort of dominant member of the family. Forcing them to move and live in a certain way and interact in a certain way, and sort of imprinting on them really kind of so much of a kind of chunk of their lives, because they've lived in the house for 20 years in the story.
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.